Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Sharon.
So yesterday we walked into a room full of idioms.
Everywhere we look in this room, there are idioms, which are groups of words that have meanings all of their own.
Idioms have gained a meaning over time, and it's not always easy to guess what they mean just by looking at the words.Unfortunately, you guys have to learn them like other vocabulary words.
So yesterday, we met Anthony and Helen. As they talked, they used the idioms.
Anthony called Helen a couch potato.
He wanted her to help him practice his presentation. He'll give it to a manager in his office soon. It's important because the manager is a big fish.
Yeah, Helen tells him there's too much writing in the presentation. Anthony needs more pictures, as a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Let's go back to them and see what daily life idioms they'll use today.
A room full of idioms.
Once in a blue moon.
Do important managers often come to your office?
No, that only happens once in a blue moon.
Hmm.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
This is my big chance at work. If I do a good job, maybe they'll promote me.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you keep working hard, you'll be okay.
That's good advice.I don't want to feel too nervous.
Catnap.
I'm sure you'll do a great job. Are we done now?
Yes. Thanks for your help.
No problem. I'll go back to my catnap.
Word power!
Happen. Happen. Something crazy happened at school today. A dog ran into our classroom. Something crazy happened at school today. A dog ran into our classroom. Hard, hard. Joseph worked very hard to clean his room.Joseph worked very hard to clean his room. Advice, advice. When I have a problem, I often ask my big sister for advice. When I have a problem, I often ask my big sister for advice. Done, done.At last, all my homework is done. Now, I can take it easy. At last, all my homework is done. Now I can take it easy.
So, we jump straight back into the conversation. Helen and Anthony, they keep talking and Helen asks, Do important managers often come to your office?So here, Helen uses an adverb of frequency. She uses often, and often means something that happens quite a lot, but not every day. When we make a question with an adverb of frequency, we generally use often. Does this often happen? Do you often do this? And so on.
Yeah, often 是一个频率副词，它是指经常的意思。那它比 always 总是还要再少一点点，但是比 sometimes 有时候还要再来多一点点。所以这边呢 ，Helen 她就问说，你所谓重要的经理，他常常会到你的办公室吗？好，那我们现在呢，我们就来看看我们今天的 Magic Box。
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，才貌双全，秀外慧中，而且还嫁入豪门。哎，不是，是找到真爱，而且还拯救了野兽。没有错，是我贝儿。大家呢都以为我在城堡里面被野兽抓起来了，其实呢。 不管是茶壶还是蜡烛呢，其实大家呢都对我很好了。而且呢还有一个超大的图书馆，你知道我最喜欢看书了。所以呢我要跟你讲一下了我城堡的日常。什么被野兽抓走，听完我的城堡日常呢，我看你哦也想被野兽抓走哦。首先呢跟你讲一下吃的东西了。 The food in the castle is always prepared by the chef and is always delicious. Okay, the food in the castle is always prepared by the chef and is always delicious. 别的不说，我们每餐呢总是由大厨准备，而且总是怎么样，非常好吃。 They usually play the violin or the piano while we eat.在我们吃饭的时候，他们通常啊还会为我演奏钢琴或是小提琴。They usually play the violin or the piano while we eat. I often host a tea party in the afternoon. 同时呢，我偶尔哦还会举办下午茶 party. I often host a tea party in the afternoon. 在下午的时候呢，偶尔会举办下午茶 party.同时别忘了我很爱怎么样阅读。Sometimes I read in my bedroom, sometimes in the garden. 有时候呢在卧室看书，有的时候呢在花园里看书。Sometimes I read in my bedroom, 有时候在卧室里。Sometimes in the garden, 有的时候呢在花园里。生活是不是非常惬意呢？生活惬意之余，野兽呢也对我很好哦。We seldom fight, 我们很少吵架的。We seldom fight, 我们呢几乎我很少在吵架的。And he never yells at me, 而且他从来不会对我大小声哦。虽然说他长得这么的粗暴狂野， He never yells at me, 他从来不会对我大小声。我的城堡日常可说是相当舒适惬意啊。日常生活中呢要讲频率，我们就可以使用频率副词咯。频率副词的位置呢，它的位置呢就是在助动词之后，或是在一般动词之前，它的位置是在这边。那频率动词有哪些呢？其实我们刚刚已经把最常用的几个全部都讲过了。首先呢我们来认识一下 always。 always 这个字呢就是总是的意思。假如说呢总共有十次，每次都是100%，这个时候呢我们就可以用 always。 例如呢刚刚举例了，我的晚餐呢总是由大厨来准备。 It is always prepared by the chef。总是没有一次不是，就用 always。 如果呢少一点，大概十次里面有八次，那这时候我们就可以用 usually， 时常 usually， usually 时常。再少一点呢，十次里面可能有六七次，我们中文呢说偶尔，偶尔我们就可以用 often 这个字了， often， O-F-T-E-N。至于呢 sometimes 这个字呢则是大概一半一半了，比刚刚我们说的 often 再少一点，我们的中文翻译为有时候。 OK， sometimes， 比方说呢刚刚说 sometimes I read in my bedroom， sometimes in the garden， 有的时候呢在卧室里念书，有的时候呢在庭院里念书。那至于很少发生的呢，刚刚都是比较常发生的嘛，那比较少发生的呢，我们这时候呢可以使用 seldom 这个字，S-E-L-D-O-M， seldom， seldom 呢大概在十次里面，诶，只发生过一两次，我们就可以用 seldom。 至于呢从来没有发生过的事情呢，我们就可以使用 never 了。 OK， 像是呢我的温柔的野兽，他对我呢从来不会大小声， He never yells at me， never 不曾发生过的。听完了我的城堡日常，哈哈，你是不是也很想被抓走啊？不过不好意思，城堡里面已经有我咯。
Welcome back. So Anthony answers Helen's question by saying, No, that only happens once in a blue moon. Now there's an idiom there. But first we need to take care of today's first word power word, which is the verb happen, H-A-P-P-E-N, happen. To happen means something takes place. It comes to pass or it occurs. It's just something starts, does the thing, and ends. It happens. Here's an example. Something crazy happened at school today. A dog ran into our classroom. Something crazy happened at school today. A dog ran into our classroom.
happen 是一个动词，它是发生的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是今天在学校发生了一件疯狂的事情，有一只狗跑到我们的教室里面了。好， happen 这个字呢，它的三态 happen, happened, happened。 所以我们在问说哎，发生什么事情的时候，通常这件事情已经发生了嘛，所以我们会用过去式 what happened。 那如果我们要形容是一个常态或是一个现象或是一个习惯，那我们就会用现在式。比方说 accidents happen 就是意外总是会发生。那你也可以说让一件事情发生就是 make something happen. Don't just wait. Don't just stand there. Make it happen. 就是你不要再等了，你现在就让它发生。 So, a big fish manager only comes to Anthony's office once in a blue moon.
That's right. Once in a blue moon means very rarely or not often at all. So, there are many meanings of a blue moon. Some say it's when you have two full moons in one month in the calendar, and the blue moon is the second one. Some say it's when a season, like spring and autumn and summer, they have four full moons instead of three, or it could be when a year has 13 full moons instead of 12. Whichever way you look at it, it's not common. If we look at the two in one month example, there were actually two this year in 2018.
Oh, really?
But the last one before that was 2015, and the next one won't be until 2020.
So it's not really common.
No.
一个月通常就只有一次 full moon, 一次满月嘛。但是如果有一个月有两个满月，那我们就会称第二个满月叫做 blue moon, 蓝色月亮。那今年呢，我们其实就有一个月就有两次满月哦。但是这种情况毕竟不常发生，因为上一次它是在2015年的时候发生，那下一次呢，它会在2020年。好啦，所以补充完背景知识之后，我们就来看看它的英文吧。现在如果你说你一个月会去游泳一次，要怎么说呢？ I go swimming once in a month, 就是一个月一次。但是呢，如果你说 I go swimming once in a blue moon, 就是指我只有在蓝色月亮出现的时候才会去游泳一次，也就是说你很少游泳的意思。所以呢， Anthony, 他这位重要的经理其实很少出现在办公室。
Anyway, on with the conversation. So we know that this is important for Anthony because this important manager doesn't come in often. He says, this is my big chance at work. If I do a good job, maybe they'll promote me. To do a good job means to do really well in a particular situation.
当我们要称赞别人做一件事做得很好的时候，我们就说 good job. 所以Do a good job 就是指做好做满的意思，就是你做得很好的一件事情。那这边呢， Anthony 他就开始设想啦，如果他把这个报告做好的话会有什么结果。 And we see Anthony hopes his manager will promote him.
That's right. To promote someone means to move them up to a higher position at work. Maybe even to make someone a manager. If someone is promoted,They get more money, but also more responsibilities.
Yeah, promote 它是动词，是指升职或是晋升的意思。那你被 promoted 之后呢？虽然你的钱可能会比较多，但可能也伴随着更多的责任和压力哦。Anyway, this is his big chance. 这对他而言是一个大好机会啊！因为如果他做得好的话，也许他们会给他升职加薪哦。So that's why Anthony really wants to do it well.
Yes, but Helen says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Now there's another idiom. To put all your eggs in one basket is to kind of put all your hopes and dreams on one thing. But if that thing doesn't work,then you'll have nothing left. Like if you drop the basket with all your eggs in it, or the basket breaks, all your eggs are broken. It's not a good idea to do that. You should always have lots of different ways to succeed.
So don't put all your eggs in one basket. 就是不要把所有的鸡蛋都放在同一个篮子里，不然篮子如果一倒，所有的鸡蛋都毁了。所以呢，我们必须要分散风险。必须要尝试各种方法。那这边呢， Helen 她其实是在善意的提醒 Anthony， 别把你整个职涯都赌在这场演讲上面，然后把自己搞紧张兮兮的。
That's why Helen adds, If you keep working hard, you'll be okay. Now, we use this grammar pattern, keep, and then a V-I-N-G verb, to mean do something, keep doing it without stopping.
Yeah, keep swimming, keep swimming.就是电影《海底总动员》里面很常听到的一句话哦，就是指一直游，一直游就对了。那 keep 我们会加上动词 ing， 就是指一直做，一直做什么事情的意思。所以呢，这边 Helen 她鼓励 Anthony 说，只要你一直有在努力工作，你就 OK 啊，不用担心啦。And we also saw a word power word in that sentence, right?
We did indeed, and it was the adverb hard, work hard. Now pay attention here, as we're not using the adjective hard, like a hard floor or a hard test. We're using the adverb, so we're modifying a verb, like work hard, study hard, okay? Let's find out more. So as an adverb,Hard means using a lot of effort, energy, or attention. Here's an example. Joseph worked very hard to clean his room. Joseph worked very hard to clean his room.
Hard 在这边它是做副词用哦，它是指努力、用功、啪啪的意思啊。所以它刚刚的例句就是 Joseph 很努力的在清扫他的房间。那现在呢，很流行的一句话就是 work hard, play hard, 是用力工作，那你也要用力的玩。但是要注意啦， hard 当形容词的意思时，它是指硬或者是困难的。比方说 hard floor 就是硬的地板，或者是 a hard test 就是指很难的考试。
So after this, Anthony says, that's good advice. Here's another word power word for us to look at.The noun advice, A-D-V-I-C-E, advice. So advice means an opinion you give someone about what they should do. Be careful not to confuse it with the verb advise, which has S-E, whereas the noun advice has C-E. Here's an example sentence for advice. When I have a problem, I often ask my big sister for advice.When I have a problem, I often ask my big sister for advice.
Advice, 它是一个名词，它是建议或者意见的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是，当我遭遇问题的时候，我总是向我的姐姐寻求建议。Give advice, 就是给意见的意思。那听取别人的意见则用 listen to。You have to listen to other people's advice. 就是你必须要听听别人的意见才可以哦。那注意咯， advice 做意见的意思说它是不可以数的。所以就算有很多意见你也不可以加 s 哦。但是如果你想要强调一项建议的话，你就可以用 a piece of advice, 就是一项建议。好，我们回到课文啦。Anthony said yesterday that Helen has some good points, which is kind of like the same as saying she is full of good advice, right?
That is right. Anthony also says, I don't want to feel too nervous.
Indeed.
So he'd do that if he put all his eggs in one basket,
yeah.
And it went wrong or something. He would feel nervous about doing that presentation.
Okay.那昨天呢，我们才刚学过 good point， 就是说得好的意思。那今天呢，我们学到 good advice， 它就是好建议的意思。那 Anthony 他看来一直觉得 Helen 的意见都很受用呢。他同意他的报告应该要多加点图片，然后他也不想要让自己太 nervous， 太紧张。
So Anthony has his advice， and Helen wants to go back to what she was doing. She asks him, "I'm sure you'll do a great job."Well, she tells him that, and then she asks, are we done now? Now here she uses the adjective done, D-O-N-E, done. It's our last word power word for the day, so let's find out what it means. So the adjective done means finished or completed. So we could say, at last, all my homework is done. Now I can take it easy. At last.All my homework is done. Now I can take it easy.
Do, the PP 或者是过去分词 Do, did, done 就是 done。 那除了当过去分词，它也可以当形容词，是指完成的或者是做完的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是啊，终于我的回家作业终于全部完成了，现在我可以放轻松了。 OK, done 呢配上介系词 withBe done with something 就是可以表示和什么东西玩完了结束了再也没有关系了。 So she's done with her ex-boyfriend 就是她和她的前男友再也没有任何关系了。那另外呢，知道牛排全熟怎么讲吗？I want my beef well done, 就是指我要我的牛排全熟。所以 well done, 中间有个 hyphen, 有个短线 well done, 除了指全部做好做满的意思，做得很好的意思，也可以指全熟哦。So, are they done?
Anthony says, yes, thanks for your help.
Anthony 最后和 Helen 道谢，哦，感谢你的帮忙， thanks for your help.
And so Helen says, no problem, I'll go back to my cat nap.Yes, we have one last idiom. A catnap, all one word, C-A-T-N-A-P. Catnap is a short sleep during the day. Now, just the word nap, N-A-P, nap, does mean exactly the same thing, but we add cat to make it catnap, to make the word more descriptive, like we are sleeping like a cat does.
Yeah, catnap 就是猫咪午觉的意思，小睡一发。那注意了，它是一个字，而不是两个字哦。所以 have a catnap 就是小睡一下 ，like a little cat on lap， 就像一个窝在大腿上的一只小猫那样睡觉。
And that brings us to the end of the article, so it's time to go to today's wrap-up game.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, time for round two of the idiom challenge.
Come on.
So, the idiom now is, there's no use crying over spilled milk. There's no use crying over spilled milk. Does it mean A, don't show other people that you're sad? Does it mean B, don't worry about such small problems? Or C, we can't change what's already happened?
Spilled milk. If I see milk spilled on the floor, I know that it's not going to go back anymore. So, I think it might be C.
C.
We can't change what's already happened.
That is exactly right. That's what it means. We say, no point getting angry or upset about something we can't change. Now, we've talked a lot about English idioms. There are some Chinese idioms as well, some which are actually the same, I think, in both languages.
Mm.
But one that I like and I've learned is...Ren Shan Ren Hai, or people mountain, people sea.
Yeah.
But it just means that the place you're in is very crowded. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, could you teach me another one?
Well, let me think. Do you know 不三不四?
I do actually know what that means,
really?
Due to a friend telling me. It's like someone who doesn't really fit in,
yeah.
right? Not three, not four, somewhere on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There we go. So, idioms in English and Chinese, every language does have idioms. That's all we've got time for today. Thanks for watching. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Sharon.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A room full of idioms.
Once in a blue moon.
Do important managers often come to your office?
No, that only happens once in a blue moon.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
This is my big chance at work. If I do a good job, maybe they'll promote me.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you keep working hard, you'll be okay.
That's good advice. I don't want to feel too nervous.
Catnap.
I'm sure you'll do a great job. Are we done now?
Yes. Thanks for your help.
No problem. I'll go back to my catnap.
Happen. Happen. Something crazy happened at school today. A dog ran into our classroom. Something crazy happened at school today. A dog ran into our classroom. Hard, hard. Joseph worked very hard to clean his room. Joseph worked very hard to clean his room. Advice, advice. When I have a problem, I often ask my big sister for advice. When I have a problem, I often ask my big sister for advice. Done, done. At last, all my homework is done. Now I can take it easy. At last, all my homework is done. Now I can take it easy.